Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, so if you're back to work, or maybe you never left during the pandemic, are you finding that your coworkers just, you know, they're not as friendly anymore? Maybe you invite them out after work for a drink or coffee, and they say something subtle to you like, hell no.
Go away.
Yeah.
Stop asking me. More and more people are breaking up with their work friends. Gallup poll surveyed hybrid the workers around in June and found 17% said they had a best friend at work. That's down from 22% who say they had one in 2019. Juliana Pillemer, professor at New York University's Stern School of Business, has studied work relationships. So there's a pandemic right in the middle of these surveys. I imagine that had a lot to do with this.
Yeah, hi. Thanks so much for having me. So absolutely. I think one of the biggest drivers of this trend is this move to hybrid work, right? So maybe you guys haven't experienced it, but most of us have experienced the hell that is a Zoom happy hour at this point, right? So when that became the way that you socialize with your friends, I think a lot of people started to check out and say, you know, this isn't worth it to me anymore. And the joy of kind of bumping into someone at work is just hasn't been the case, you know, and I think if you look at those numbers, right, you see not much of a change for people who still are going into the office. You know, I imagine, you know, you guys still like to hang out with each other, but you see a big difference for people who are working remotely or hybrid workers. They just say, you know, I don't really know these people. I don't run into them organically. And so it doesn't really make sense to try to build relationships with them.
Yeah, just for the record, Mike and I don't even like each other.
We just play this on the radio.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's awkward, but you know.
Yeah, it's funny, but you know, what the heck? No, but this can't be good though, right? Because I know through the years of work, one often ends up with lifetime friends from work, or at least we used to. So if we don't get them there and you don't carry over some from like maybe when you went to school, where do you get them?
Yeah, you know, this is a great question. And I think that a lot of people are probably that work friendships can be really underrated, right? And so I do worry both for organizations and employees who are saying, hey, I'm not even going to try to do this. You know, from the employee side, it's really a reason why people show up and stay at work. You know, if you look at that same Gallup poll that you guys were just talking about, they use that measure of do you have a best friend at work as their engagement measure because it's such a good predictor of whether people are engaged at work, whether they're going to stay. So really organizations who say, yeah, whatever, everyone can just work from home, we don't care if people form relationships, potentially risk having a lot more people turn over. You know, I think for individuals, for workers, not only do you miss out on a lot of potential joy, you know, relationships, I'm biased, I kind of study these things, but I think relationships are kind of the reason we are here. But if you care about more of the professional outcomes, it's a lot of what drives promotion, hiring, you know, whether you like someone, we hate to kind of admit that, but there's some data out of Stanford that says that even though remote workers might be more productive, they actually get promoted less often. And while the data don't explain exactly why that is, a big reason seems to be that, hey, if you just don't know if someone is a nice person, you want to keep them around because you're friends with them, they're less likely to want to promote them. So I think that is potentially a big downside for both organizations and individuals who say, yeah, we're going to break up with our work friends.
We've done a couple stories on the quiet quitting lately. I'm wondering if that has something to do with it. Are there a bunch of people out there that are just kind of done with their jobs? And so for them, it's like, yeah, I could go out and we could go grab a drink, but like I already put in 8 or 9 hours. I don't know if I want to talk about work for 2 more hours at the bar.
I think that's totally part of it. You know, if you look at millennial generations and especially Gen Z, you know, I'm a millennial, I'm 35. It's crazy that 35 is, I don't know if this is considered young anymore, right? But you know, younger generations, right? People who, like you said, people used to show up to a job and expect to stay there for 5, 10, 20, maybe a lifetime. You know, all these years, now that's not the case at all. So if you look at millennials, the average age they stay in a job is about 2 years. For Gen Z, it's like 1 year or 8 months, right? And so part of it is like, yeah, why am I going to invest in a relationship with you if I already have 1 foot out the door, right? If I'm planning on looking for a new job in about a year, there's no use in kind of investing in those relationships. I also think you hit the nail on the head, right? When we're with the pandemic, especially if you work from home, a lot of us are working from our couches, right? And the only way we signal that the workday is over is we just close our laptop or like switch to Netflix, right? And so if you're feeling this bleeding between, if there's no boundary between like your work life and your home life, who's gonna wanna go get a happy hour with someone from work once that kind of day is over, because they really don't have any kind of separation already.
You know, when you just said that, I was thinking to myself, what a sad commentary on where culture has become.
I love my Netflix. To Netflix. I don't know about you.
So, true words were never spoken.
No. Yeah. So is there like a fix to all this, or is this what we're doomed for?
Yeah, you know, so I have some research in progress. I think there is a fix. And you know, I was going to say to you guys, like, when you asked if we're on a breakup, we might just be on a break. You know, people might be on a break with their friends. We're not sure if it's a breakup yet, because I think, you know, things really got shuffled around during the pandemic, and we're still kind of waiting and seeing what work looks like. You know, a lot of organizations are investing in bringing people back. And so we might see this turnaround. You know, I also think that organizations and workers are going to have to be a little bit more creative than like a Zoom happy hour. You know, if we do stay virtual, there are ways that you can form and you maintain relationships virtually, maybe taking virtual exercise classes together, you know, doing other kinds of fun activities that don't require like being in the same place. I'm finding in some of my work that actually does work in some cases, but you're just going to have to be a little bit more creative and proactive with how you form relationships. But
Is it hard to get people to move, to go places? Like if you commute for an hour, I mean, around here at LA, people can be in the car forever and they don't want to go somewhere. But if you live or you work at a building and you're close and there's like a neighborhood bar on the corner, maybe that's a little bit easier.
I think you're so right. Right. Like LA traffic would drive me nuts. I live in New York, right? So I can just like, I have a 30-second commute to work. I just walk over to NYU from my apartment. But so I'm pretty lucky. Definitely lucky in that regard. I think the reason a lot of people are choosing not to go into work anymore is because of the commute. Commutes are such a big contributor to unhappiness. So I think you're right. Like, why would you, if you're working from home, why would you then drive an hour to meet coworkers for a happy hour? That makes no sense, right? And so I think that unless people do start going back in more often, friendships are either gonna fall by the wayside, or there might be kind of these creative ways that people connect virtually, but it's certainly not gonna be these like mandated happy hours from companies.
So you have a 30-second commute to work?
Yeah.
So Mike and I, we're going to go to New York. We want you to be our friend.
Yes. Sounds wonderful.
There you go. I'm down. I'll show you the little 10-minute radius that I walk around right next to Washington Square Park.
Before closing the laptop and getting to Netflix.
Yeah.
All right. Exactly. Juliana Pillemer, professor at NYU's Stern School of Business.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.